Strathclair Drama Club did a wonderful job of entertaining people from Westman over the past few days. The Addams Family was carried off in grand style last week, with James Comrie in the leading role of Gomez Addams. He played it to stunning perfection. Other leading roles were also convincing. Lurch the Butler was so darn tall. It's always fun to go to another town's classic theater, because each venue has a personality all its own. Strathclair shows produced over the past 38 years are featured on the Benn Theatre's walls, with photos of the characters. They aren't pro photos on canvas, but they are well laid out and quite interesting, even valuable when you are standing in line. Why? Well, for one thing, it gives you something to talk about with acquaintances you're bound to meet there. But more than that, it's an inspiring lineup of a couple of generations of actors whom the Benn Theatre has given a stage to. Just as at Verdon, community and aspiring artists have grown as actors while entertaining swaths of rural people. But, what truly surprised me was the popcorn and pop. Yes. During a stage play. After all, what's a theater without popcorn? AUD perhaps. And just in case you were reticent to elbow your way through the crowd to the little canteen at the intermission, stewardesses cruised the aisles with food carts to keep us calm and happy during the flight. What? Ack. This wasn't an airliner, although the long narrow theater almost felt like it. And about the seats, they were somewhat comfortable, which was super important because the play was a tad long. No criticism of the drama club, I think it's the script. Something about the Benn Theatre's interior layout, and the genre I suppose, reminded me of the Merrifield Theatre. We had food there too some years ago. A full course meal on the lower level. Food and drink go together with sports, theater, concerts, Westman Centennial Auditorium Atrium, club meetings, and even at church, coffee time or potlucks. The Border Regional Library in Verdon serves cookies and a beverage at their special events too. I didn't venture over to the Dust Rhinos, although I wanted to. But in wild spring weather, a trip to Reston wasn't in the cards. The show went on, some did get there and I bet they had a great time. Turning our attention to what's going to happen, did you know Tim Horton's Smile Cookie campaign is in support of Verdon AUD Theatre this year? Yes, between May 1st and May 7th, get a smile. Your bottom may someday thank you. At $1.50 per cookie, what good is that to the AUD? Well, Greg Crisanti and his team at TH are reaching for a $30,000 cookie donation goal. I spoke to staff there and was advised that you can even order cookie packs ahead, for pickup. Speaking, again, of the AUD, I for one am looking forward to the upcoming Newsies Junior at our Classic Auditorium Theater. May I suggest, dinner and the theater? In other news, the National Citizens Inquiry continues. Vancouver, Quebec City and Ottawa sessions are coming up in May. Hear real people's real accounts as well as expert witnesses regarding how the handling of the pandemic affected many. I think it's worth thinking about in light of the fact that the unforeseen can come up. Again, sessions and speakers, including Elkhorn's Zoe Jeb, can be found through nationalcitizensinquiry.ca/broadcast/.